Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Meseches Yevamos. It is the 805th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue what the Gemara had begun on the bottom of Beis and Mebeis, and that is figuring out why the Tana of Chamesh Asrei Nashim, which teach us the 15 Arayos that are exempt from Yibum and Chalitza, as well as the Tzara, and we described also yesterday the Tzaros Tzarosehen, why the Tana chose the order of first mentioning of the 15 women of Arayos, why he started with the daughter. And our Amud Gimel Amud Aleph is going to continue that analysis, discussing many different parts of our Mishnah, the order of the particular Arayos, and even some linguistic parts in regards to Yibum and Chalitza. Then going on to Amud Beis, we're going to ask a common question of the Gemara, and that is, why did the Tana spell out the number? You take a look at the top of your Amud, what do you have? Chamesh Asrei Nashim. Why did the Tana spell out, usually the number is coming to exclude something, and the Gemara will look for its exclusion. Finally, the Gemara will go on with a very important source, and that is, how do we know that you do not do Yibum with an Erva? What is the source? The Gemara will ask eight lines from the top on Gimel Amebeis Menani Midli that you don't do Yibum with an Erva, and as well as, what is the source for the Ptur of Tzara? Finally, on the bottom of Gimel Amebeis, the Gemara will ask a famous question that will occupy the Gemara for about three or four dapim, and that is the question of why don't we say asei docha los asei, that the mitzvah asei of yibum should really be docha the iser of erva. That, the Gemara explains, might be the reason why we have a special pasuk to tell us that an erva is going to be aser, and that will catapult us for the next few days into the sugya of asei docha los asei. So let's pick up on the topic of Gimel Aleph. We had left off on the bottom of Beis HaMebeis, where the Gemara told us that the reason why the Tana mentioned, when it comes to Arayos, the 15 of the people first mentioned Bito, so we said, Kivan de Asa Midrasha Chavivale. Since the Bito is learned from Midrasha, so then that is dearest to the Tana. Those are the most complicated. The Tana worked the hardest on it, so therefore he mentioned it first. Our Gemara asks, what does it mean? Says the Gemara on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Kulu Nami Midrasha Asu. We learn all of the halachos of an erva for Yibum from a drasha. That drasha, the Gemara hasn't revealed yet, but we'll get to on Gimel Amud Beis. So what's special about Bito? Answers the Gemara, Nihi dil inyan Yibum asyun midrasha. It's true that when it comes to Yibum, we're going to need a drasha on Gimel Amud Beis to tell us that erva is not pushed away by mitzvahs Yibum. Iker isurayu behed yaksibu. The primary isur of erva are explicit in the pasuk. Bito, but when it comes to the isur of erva with one's daughter, iker isura midrasha. That comes from a drasha. The Amar Rava, as Rava said, Amarli Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Asya. The whole source of isur bito is learned now from Xerah Shava of Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. So let's take a look at Rashi. We said that we're going to try to do a lot of the Rashis to spell out the Pshat many times. It'll be a lot easier if we see what Rashi says as opposed to I just simply attempt to speak it out. Let's, instead of using my feeble attempt, better to see Rashi's holy words. It says Rashi in Dibar Maskla Asya Heina Heina, Li Sura Asya, Zima Zima Lisrefa. We learn out one Pasuk, one Gzereshava for the Isser, and one Gzereshava for the punishment of Srefa. And Rashi explains, the Bito me Yishtai, says Rashi in the last big line, one's daughter, a daughter from one's wife. Notice, now we're not talking about a man's daughter, but rather Reuven is married to Leah, and she has a daughter from a previous relationship. V'chein bas Bito bas beno, yalfa me'ervas isha ubita lo sigale. We learned it out from the pasuk of the Arayos, of where the pasuk says beferish, the erva of one's wife and one's daughter, one should not be megala. In other words, one's wife's daughter. Varebito ishto, me ishto, the daughter of one's wife, bichlal bas ishto, is included in bas ishto. Avobito me anusaso. And here comes what we made reference to already yesterday. Rashi made reference to this on the Mishnah in Dibra Maschu ve'im chamoso ve'im chamov, that there are times that when we talk about bas ishto, we're talking about bito me'anusaso. Anusaso means a woman that he raped. So that, says Rashi, that lo mishtama. It doesn't, it's not necessarily included in the pasuk that we mentioned above. Dechsiv ervas isha, because the daughter that is aser is a daughter from one's married wife. V'loshen ishus dal yidei kedushin mashma. V'goli rachmano bebas bito bas beno manusaso b'haikra. And we learn out from this pasuk also one's descendants from the woman he raped. B'haikra ervas bas pincho bas bitcha. V'hocha loshen ishus loksiv. Because over there the pasuk doesn't say the expression of ishus. There it says, ervas bas pincha o bas bitecha. It doesn't use the word ervas isha. Isha connotates that they're married. Vakati bita loksiv. But the pasuk only says, ervas bas pincha o bas bitecha. So hacha, so loksiv hacha. So how do you know the daughter herself, from me'anusaso? V'yalfinam b'gzereshava, and that we learn out gzereshava. K'siv hacha b'kra danusa ki'er vaschahena. That pasuk that we just read of ervas bas pincho bas bitcha says ki'er vaschahena. U'k'siv b'chra achrina di'ishus she'erahena. And the pasuk that mentions one's wife uses also the expression hena. Ma hasam bito kebas bito, just like over there, one's daughter is like one's granddaughter. Afkan bito kibas bito. There is no difference between one's daughter and one's granddaughter. So that's the gzera shava of hena hena. Asi zima zima. Lisrefa. We also have a gzera shava for punishment srefa. Ksiv hacha bebito miyishna zima. It says that when it comes to ervas isho bita, that the punishment is sreifa, uksiv bisreifa zima hi beish yisreifu, and also says zima by eish yisreifu, malahal and sreifa afkan sreifa, ubita emanusase alfina mehena hena mibas ishto. So we learn exereshava, that since it says zima by ervas isho bita, one's wife's daughter, so it's punishable by sreifa. Because it says zima there, and it also says be'esh yisreifu by vayikrachav, the prohibition of marrying one's mother-in-law. There it says v'isha sheikach es isha ves ima zima hi be'esh yisreifu. So just like it says zima there by the mother-in-law, and the punishment is sreifa. So too over here, when it comes to bito me'ishta, one's wife's daughter, it's also punishable by sreifa. And then, since we already learned Xereshava Hena Hena, we could apply to Bito Manusaso as well. So that's the source of Bito, that is Drasha de Chavivale, that we learn out a double Xereshava Hena Hena and Zima Zima, and that's why we have Bito first. Now the Gemara challenges this logic. Hashta Damakomosadasim Drasha Chavivale, if that's so, whatever comes to Drasha comes first. So then, Lisni Lachos Isha Libisof. We're going to see on Gimel Amid Beis that the source for the erva of Yuvama being Aser, the Chamesh Esrei Nashim, is learned out from the pasuk Isha Elachosa Lo Sikach Litzror Legalos Erva Sa'alel, which appears in Vayikra Yud Ches. So the Gemara says, if we're going to choose those things that are not explicit and have them first, so the most explicit pasuk is Achos Isha, one's wife's sister, which is an erva. So then that should be mentioned last, asks the Gemara. Question mark after Lubasov. Answers the Gemara, Aydi Dairi B'Isser Achvasa, since we're already talking about Isurim that come from siblings, because after we learn Bas Bino, even before that, Bito, Bas Bito, eventually we get to Achos Imo. So once we're talking about the sisters and brothers, so then we mention Achos Isha, even though that is explicit in the pasuk. So Tana Achos Ishna. That's why we learn Achos Ishto. Says the Gemara, V'lisni Lahai Bava Lebasov. Then why do we get involved with the Isser of the siblings? Let us mention that at the end. Ella answers the Gemara, you have to say, Tana Kurve Kurve Nokit. We start with the relations that are closest.
The order of our Mishnah is based on the closest relationships, and the closest relationship is one's daughter. Quoted in the name of the Tosfos HaRash, that the Gemara is now changing its tune that we had had from the beginning of today and yesterday, that the Gemara is not going with the approach. Ella means that we're entirely changing. Ella means a rejection of the previous approaches, and we don't assume that the order of the Mishnah is based on Drasha de Chavivale, but rather Kurve Kurve Nakit. That we start with the relatives that are closer. This is the Pshat of Tosfos HaRash. So Tana Bito Bas Ubas Beno de Krove Atzmo. So we first have one's own children, and that is the first Arayos that are mentioned in our Mishnah. I did Tani Shlosha Doros Lamata Dide Taninami Shosh Dros Doros Lamata Dida. So once we give three generations of offspring from him, so then you give three generations of offspring from one's wife.
So hence, looking back into our Mishnah has Bito Bas Bito Bas Beno, and then you have the three generations of Bas Ishto Bas Beno Ubas Bito. Then we're going to go to Chamoso. Va'aydi Ditana Shalosh Daros Lamata Dida. Once you have her offsprings, so Tana Shalosh Daros Lamala Dida, and then you learn the three generations up, where she's Chamoso and Eim Chamoso, etc., etc. Then we get to siblings, V'tana Achos V'Achos Imo, D'Krove Atzmo. Then we discuss his sisters and aunt, which are his relations, V'ayidari B'Yisar Achva. And once we discuss the siblings, Tana Achos Ishto, we also mention the sister of one's wife, which is also an Erva. Continues the Gemara about halfway through the Amud. First word on the line is Achva Ubedin Hu Deliktima Lekalasa Mikpe Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olama. So now we're up to Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olama, which we spent time explaining yesterday, and that is that if there is a third brother, we spoke about Reuven and Shimon, Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olama introduces Levi, that was born after Reuven's wife had already died. So in such a case, he, Levi, does not have the mitzvah of Yibum with Reuven's wife. And therefore, if ultimately, after Shimon does Yibum, he dies, nevertheless, Levi cannot marry the wife of Shimon, who was originally Reuven's wife, because that was Eishes Achiv Shelo HaYabolama. That's all spelled out on the Rashi, on the top of Beis Amid Beis. That is an important case, which is going to come up a lot in our Masechta. Now that we're starting the Masechta, if you have the opportunity to go over that Rashi, even press the stop button, even if it'll actually take you a little bit longer to do the daf, to go over that Rashi, that might be helpful. So says the Gemara, we really should have mentioned one's daughter-in-law. Back into the Gemara, Achva. Ubedinu deliktima lekalasim ikmei eishes achiv shalohi ba'olama. Really, we should have mentioned the daughter-in-law before eishes achiv shalohi ba'olama. Tulo mishum kurva dehu da'asira. Because when it comes to eishes achiv shalohi ba'olama, there the Isser has nothing to do with the blood relation between Levi and Shimon's wife, but rather a separate Isser, which Rashi there quotes, the source of the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olama. Ela, Aidi Da'iri B'Isser Achva, once we're talking about any Isserim that come from siblings, Tan Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olama. So then we learn, Eishes Achiv Shalohayu Ba'olama, V'hadar Tani Kalasai, and then you learn the Isser of one's daughter-in-law. Period. We continue with Umayir Yedetani Potros Lisni Osros. The Gemara now asks a very important kasha. First word on the line is Ditana, about 10 lines from the bottom. Our Mishnah said, Chamesh Asrei Noshim Potros Sarasehen and Saras Sarasehen. What does that mean? That if you have 15 of these arayos, the halachi is that you do not do yibum with these arayos. Let's go back to our case. In the Mishnah, we have a case in which Shimon dies without children. So then in such a case,
Reuven will have a mitzvah to do Yibum with Shimon's wives, provided that one of them is not one of the 15 Arayos. So why do we say that you're exempt from Yibum? Lisni Osros, it's Osir to do it. It's not that you're exempt. It's prohibited because the Isra Erva remains, as the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to elaborate. Says the Gemara, Itana Osros, if it would have said Osros, Hava Amina Osir Liabe, that is prohibited to do Yibum, Ava Michlitz Chaltza, but there would be still Chalitza as an option. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is no. That chalitza is not an option, and that is that there is no mitzvah yibum, there is an exemption from yibum, and therefore there is also an exemption from chalitza. Once there is an exemption from yibum, or for that matter, as Gemara pointed out, an isur of yibum min haTorah, emphasis over here is min haTorah, we're going to have prakim that are going to discuss when there is a din derabanan, where one is exempt from Yibum, then at times you do Chalitza. But when it's an exemption min haTorah, so then in such a case, then there is also an exemption Chalitza. Hence we use the word Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Saroseim Vitzaros Saroseim. We use that expression of Potros to indicate that there is a full exemption, including Chalitza. Says the Gemara, V'lisni Asura Lachlots. So then why don't we say that there is a prohibition to do Chalitza? Once it says that there's a prohibition to do chalitza, so then in such a case, there would be no confusion, even if the Mishnah had said that these women are asuros. Answers the Gemara, Maika Ovid. You couldn't say that there is an isur. What type of isur is there for a man to do chalitza in a case where there is no chiyuv? It's not an appropriate expression, it's just that it's nothing. Hence, the word asuros would not be appropriate, asks the Gemara. Alomalo, why can't you use the Lashon of Isura? Imata Omer, if you're not going to protest and allow her to undergo Chalitza, Imata Omer Choletzes, so then, Misyavemes, then people will also think that Yibum could be done as well. So why doesn't our Mishnah say Osros es Sorosin? Why don't we mention Osros? So now the Gemara is going to give another reason that we don't mention Osros. Kivan de Mako mitzvah hu da asira. Since when it comes to Yibum, even though it's a mitzvah, there is an iser of tzara. Kivan de Mako mitzvah hu da asira tzara. V'shalom mako mitzvah sharia, that the only time that the tzara is going to be exempt along with the erva is if there was a mitzvah of Yibum. However, if there was no mitzvah of Yibum, so then in such a case, there is no Isser on the Tzara. Mishum hachitani potros, and that's why it says potros. Let's take a look at Rashi that explains this interesting halacha that the Gemara is teaching us. Rashi, we will pick up, is 7 lines before the very wide lines in Rashi. Dibar Maschel, first word line is Kivan. Kivan the Mokum mitzvah Yibum hu da'asira. Tzaras habas, the halachi is that not only is Shimon's wife, who's Reuven's daughter, aser for Yibum, but also the second wife. If you take a look at the diagram of the Hod V'Hodor, it's diagram Lamid Dalid. If we have Reuven's daughter, who we'll just make up the name Leah. This is not exactly the diagram. We'll get to the diagram in a second. And we have, who's married, of course, to Shimon, and then we have someone else, Rachel, who's not a daughter to Reuven, so Reuven is not supposed to do Yibum with Rachel as well. So that's Saras Hanvash, Mugafarish Masnisan, the Mishipotra Akos of Mizikas Yibum, Kaimale Beishas Ach, Shieshlo Bonim. That in such a case, the moment in which Reuven is exempt for Yibum, he now has an Isur of Eishas Ach, Shieshlo Bonim, with the Tzara as well. In other words, he's not allowed to marry Rachel either. However, Shelo b'makom mitzvah sharia. But in the case of where there is no mitzvah of Yibum, then it's acceptable. Let's see it Rashi, and then we'll see in the diagram. Kigon nachri shenasa chatano. If you have a fellow Yaakov who has a daughter who is married to Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is his son-in-law. Velo Isha Acheres, looking in diagram Lamed Dalet, and Yitzchak has another wife, Rivka, Umes. And in a case in which Yitzchak died, and there is no mitzvah of Yibum, the only time that Yitzchak of Yibum is a brother,
In this case, it's not a brother. The one who died is a son-in-law. Muteres ishto l'chamov. So then Yitzchak's wife, Rivka, is mutter to Yaakov. So that answers the Gemara. Going back into our Gemara, nine lines from the bottom, that the only time a tzara is going to be aser is when there was a mitzvah of Yibum. However, if a tzara to an erva where there is no mitzvah of Yibum, like in the case of diagram Lamed Dalet, the case which is referred to as Shelo B'makom Mitzvah, and Rashi says, for example, Nachri Shenasa Chatano, so then in such a case, he's allowed to marry the other woman. In the case of the diagram, he's allowed to marry Rivka. That is the reason why our Mishnah says, Chamesh Asrei Nashim Potros Tsarosehen. We use the Lashem Mishum Hachi Tani Potros to tell us that it exempts, but not that there is an Iser. If there was an Iser, then I might have thought that the Tsara is always Aser, even Shalobim Kol Mitzvah. Hence, where there is no mitzvah, so then there is, of course, no ptur. If there's no ptur, then the woman who is the tzara for the erva, the man can marry. Continues the Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. Umay yirya detani mina chalitza mina yibum. Why does the Mishnah mention that there is an exemption both for chalitza and yibum? Listening mina yim l'chudei, it should just say yibum alone. Answers the Gemara, Itana mina yibum, if we were just said yibum, hava mina michlitz chaltza, yivume lo miyabma. We would have thought there's an exemption from yibum, but chalitza would be done. Kamash malan, no. The chidush is coming to tell us a very, very important yisod. And that yisod is that kol ha'oila liyibum, oila lichalitza. On a level of the Araisa, the only time that you would do Chalitza is if there was a potential for Yibum. But in this case, on a level of the Araisa, there is no potential for Yibum. There is an Isur, or our Mishnah, as we explained above, used the expression Ptur for a particular reason. There is a Ptur for Yibum, and therefore there is a Ptur from Chalitza. Asks the Gemara, V'lisni, min hayibum min achalitza. The order of our Mishnah is min achalitza and a yibum. If we're going to use the above explanation, kol ola liyibum ola chalitza, kol she'en ola liyibum ein ola chalitza, so most important part is yibum first. Yibum is megala, reveals whether there's chalitza. That's question number one. The Gemara now asks two questions. Inami, another kash is, min achalitza lichuda. We should just mention that there is an exemption from chalitza. And once we know that, then we would know that there is an exemption from yibum. Because the whole reason that there would be a chiyuv of chalitza is if there is a chiyuv of yibum. Let's take a look at Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom, that explains this kasha a little bit differently than the way we had mentioned it. 3 lines from the bottom. V'nisni yibum b'resha. To who ikar? The first question was that Yibum should be mentioned first, because that's the Iker. And then it says, but if he doesn't want to do Yibum, then there's Chalitza. But if he wants to do Yibum, you do Yibum. Alba mitzvahs Yibum Bereisha. So we see Yibum comes first. Answers the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. Abishol he. You could explain our mission according to Abishol. The Amar mitzvah Chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs Yibum. That Abishol has a very interesting shita. It's a minority opinion we're going to have later on in Lamed Tes and Kuf Tes Amid Aleph that says that Chalitza is preferred. And the first nod should be given to Chalitza over Yibum. That actually is quite a controversial shita. Most Tanoim do not accept it. But here the Gemara feels compelled to learn that our mission is following Abishol because it says, Chamesh Asrei Nashim, Potra Saraseim, Tzaraseim, Min HaChalitza U'min HaYibum. That it says Chalitza before Yibum, and therefore it must be that we're following Abishol that the first nod is given to Chalitza. Period. Now we start a new topic. Min Yonah Dereish Miyutei Mai, Min Yonah Dereish Miyutei Mai. That we have our Mishnah that says 15 women. Rashi adds that the question is, it's Mashma 15 and not another one. What's it coming to exclude? As well as when we say in the Seifa, Hare Elu Potros, these are Potros, Lemiute Mai is coming to exclude someone else that is not Potros. Turning on to Gimel Mabez, answers the Gemara, Lemiute de Ravu de Ravasi.
It's coming to exclude the shita of Rav and Ravasi. Very interesting shitas. Of course, we go to, who's our go-to man in explaining everything? Not the art scroll, not the Masifta, the holy Rashi. Zok daily Rashi, the Rav u'de Ravasi, the Omer Rav. Rav is of the opinion that these halachos of Erva do not apply to one particular case, and that is a sota. A sota, of course, we know, we're going to get to Mirza Hashem in a little bit more than a year from now. We're going to discuss the Isser of Sota, which appears in Parshas Naso, that a woman who her husband suspects was Mizana is Aser to her husband. So what about a Tzara Sota? So the Amar Rav, Tzara Sota Asura. The Tzara of a Sota is going to be Aser. She'im Zinsa Ishta. If there was, now here Rashi's Lashon is interesting, because he says Zinsa Ishta. One would have expected Rashi to have said that if there was an allegation, she had been Mizana. But either way, where we have a case in which Shimon is married to Rachel, and there was an allegation she was Mizana, v'lo isha acheres, and then he has another wife, let's call her Leah, umeis below vanim, and she dies without children, shteim pturos. According to Rav, then there is no yibum and chalitza with both of them. V'ravasi amar, and Ravatsi has another case, Tsaris Islandis Asura. She'im Haya Nasui Islandis. If Shimon was married to an Islandis, Visha Cheres, and there's another woman, so now instead of Rachel being a Sota, she is a Islandis. And then there is Leah, Umeis below Vanim, and Shimon dies without children, Shteim Pturos, V'tavaya Bepirkin. We're both going to learn those cases on Yud Aleph Amnalef. So says our Gemara on the top line, that's why our mission says 15 women. According to, presumably, Rav and Ravasi will not agree with this, as Gemara brings out. But according to all the other opinions that reject Rav and Ravasi, our Mishnah is shtaching, is exempting Rav, and showing that Rav and Ravasi are not correct. These 15 women, the Tzara does not have mitzvahs yibum. However, according to the other Amoraim, a Tzara Sota and Tzara's Islandis do have permissibility to Reuven even after Shimon dies, despite the fact that the other wife is going to be Aser to Reuven because either she was a Sota or she was an Islandis. Says the Gemara, but that only works according to those who disagree with Rav and Ravasi. Rav ula Ravasi mutemai. Was that coming to exclude the number 15? Gemara says we could explain it in two different directions. If Rav and Ravasi both agree with each other. In other words, Rav, who says Sarasota's Asura, also agrees with Ravasi at Tsaras Islandis is Asura. So then we need to exclude something else. Chada lemiute Tsaras mima'enes. In one case, in other words, the Reisha is coming to preclude a Tsara of a mima'enes. The chadal mutate tsaras machzir grushasa, and the other is to exclude tsara machzir grushasa, and that is the number in the seifa. What is tsaras mima enes? So instead of running to the art scroll and the mesifta, let's first give a crack at Rashi. Says Rashi tsaras mima enes hareisha yila achiv yisoma ktana. So Shimon is married to two women. One is a yisoma ktana v'isha cheres, and then he's married also to Leah umeis. And then Shimon dies. Umiyana haktana biyavam. And the ktana now says that she does not want to marry the yavam. This yavam. She doesn't want to marry Reuven. He vitzaras asurlo. This is the shita of Shmuel later on daf yud beis amid aleph. Masnisan hashmiyina. And our Mishnah is coming to tell us, say Rav and Ravasi, da'afagav da'sirala, that despite the fact that both women are now Aser to Reuven. Lo miftura michalitza. Nevertheless, they're not exempt from chalitza. Dahachi sura midrabanan hi. That Iser is only midrabanan. Kid the ears Isa bepirkin zer mishum tsaras bito mimaenes. Really, that's not a dinda raisa. We're going to see later on, it's only a dinda rabanan. We'll follow the chadgadi over there of why it's only a dinda rabanan. So that's one answer. According to Rav and Ravasi, it's coming to exclude Saras Mimaenis that on a level of Dirabanan, still there is a Chiyuv of Chalitza. Or Machzir Grushasa. Let's take a look at Rashi for an explanation of that. Seven lines into the narrow Rashi. Achiv Shegirsha, Shegiresh, achas mishtei nashav. So if Shimon divorced one of his wives, so let's say he divorced Rachel, v'niseis la'acher, and she married somebody else, va'avar, and then Shimon did an iser, and he remarried her, v'achzir la'achar mises baila. And so after Rachel had remarried someone else, her husband had died, so the halacha is she's not allowed to remarry Shimon again, once she had remarried someone else. But what happens if Shimon and Rachel don't listen to that Isser, and they do get remarried? Umeis belovanim, and then Shimon dies without children. Shteyen asuros lis yabim. So then in such a case, there is an Isser for both of them to do Yibum. We're going to learn that on Daf Yud Aleph Amabez. Vashmi'ina miyuta demaslisan dechalitza bay. And since there is an Isser of, despite the fact that there is an Isser of Yibum, nevertheless, there is a requirement of Chalitza that the Gemara will elaborate on Yud Aleph Amabez, particularly over there in Dibra Maschil Tsarasa. So the numbers of our Mishnah are precluding, according to Rav and Rav Asi, the first number is coming to preclude. When it says Chamesh Asrei Nashim, that's coming to preclude Tsaras Mima'enes, as we explain in Rashi. And the second number, which was Hare Elu Potros, the emphasis of Elu is coming to exclude Tsaras Machzir Grushaso, that we see that over there, there is a Chiyuv of Chalitza, as Rashi just taught us. Says the Gemara, V'ilo Svir Luhu Dahadadi, that's, we're now four lines from the top, and if Rav and Ravasi disagree, that Rav holds only at Tsaras Sota, Shtein are Pturos, but Tsaras Islandis, Shtein are not Pturos, and he can marry that Sota, and vice versa, that Ravasi rejects the Shita of Rav when it comes to Tsaras Sota. So Chad L'Mute Chavre V'Chad L'Mute O Tsaras Menes O Tsaras Machzir Grushaso. Then the first number is coming to exclude what his friend had said. In other words, that Rav will say that the number is coming to exclude Tsaras Islandis, and Ravasi will say it's coming to exclude Tsaras Sota, and then the second number will either exclude Tsaras Menes or Tsaras Machzir Grushaso that we just described before. Asks the Gemara, if this is so, that the halacha is, according to Rav, that Tsaras Sota also does not do Yibum or Chalitza. L'Rav u'l'Ravasi l'sninu. So then why don't you mention it, Rav? A proof that you're wrong at first glance, Rav, is that our Mishnah doesn't mention Tsaras Sota. Answers the Gemara, L'fisha eina b'tsaras tsara. Because you don't have the case of Tsaras Tsara when it comes, for example, according to Rav, to Tsaras Sota. Rashi will tell us why. Let's take a look at Rashi again. Here we said Rashi is fantastic. Lefisha eina b'tsaras sota, says Rashi. The kol hanach to masnisan ikla misni holcha tsara tsarasa v'niseis le'echav. We learned in our Mishnah that if you have the tsara of the erva, which was Shimon's second wife, that goes and marries Levi. Sharei eina erva el lazeh avol achiv asheni ruyosein. There's no problem for the tzara to go and marry Levi. Vim yibe mafilas atzara velo isha acheres umeis v'naflu lufnei zeh p'tura af hanachim b'nei shi tzara sarasa shalbito. And once she goes and marries Levi, so then that's going to disallow Reuven to marry any of Levi's wives as well, as we discussed in the Mishnah of Tzara's Tzara. However, when it comes to Sota, continues Rashi, Al Besota Violinus, Lekin Misna Holchot Sarasu Nisisla Achivasheni. There you will never have a case of Tsara Sara. Why? Dal Kol Achin Hi Asura. In a case of Tsara Sota, then the Sota is not only going to be Asur to Reuven, she's also going to be Asur to Levi. So you will never have a case in which the Sota. And the Tsara will go and marry Levi. In contrast to the case of the Arayos of in our Mishnah, those are Arayos that are personal to Reuven. Once they're personal to Reuven, so then in such a case, the Erva and the Tsara can go and marry Levi. So then in such a case, if the Isser is a function of the relationship between Shimon and his wives, so then there will be the same thing for Levi as well as for Reuven. If that would be so, then you will never have the case of
Tsaras Tsara. What a brilliant Gemara. So we put a period over here. You might have to read over the Rashi another time to chop this, but if you take a few minutes, the Gemara should be clear. And you might even want to listen over again. We put a period right before Minan Emili, 8 lines from the top, on Gimel Amud Beis. Now, this is a new paragraph. This is an entirely new topic. Says the Gemara, Minan Emili, one of the most important sources of all of Maseches Yevamos. Tighten your seatbelt. It's not too difficult, but extremely, extremely important. How do we know, asks the Gemara, that when it comes to an erva, you don't do yibum? Rashi explains, Minan Emili, the erva vitzarasa vitzarasarasa la'olam pturas. How do we know that when it comes to the erva and the tzaras, that they're exempt? Now, the Gemara is going to give us a little bit of logic to this kasha at the end of the Yomud. It's debatable whether you could read this into the Gemara or not. That will get involved with a lot of details. But to understand the Gemara on its most simple level, to really get to the bones of the issue that's at play in the psukim themselves, we need to elaborate the most basic points. And that is that the Torah HaKadosh and Parshas Ki Tse tells us that there is a mitzvah of Yibum. We read those psukim yesterday. At the same time, of course, we have in Sefer Vayikra, we read in Yom HaKippurim a few days ago, the Isurim of Arayos. At the end of the day, when you have an Isur of Arayos, so when Shimon is married to an Erva of Reuven, for example, he's married to Reuven's daughter, so then in such a case, then you have a conflict over here. If Shimon passes away without children, on the one hand, there is an Erva, on the other hand, there is a mitzvah of Yibum. So, says the Gemara, how do we know, Minan Emili, how do we know that the Erva is going to be Aser due to the fact that there is, at the same time, a mitzvah of Yibum? Which one wins out, the mitzvah of Yibum or the Isser of Erva? So, of course, we see from our Mishnah, the Isser of Erva wins out. Minan Emili, how do we know it? Says the Gemara, D'tana Rabbanon, Isha Elachoysa Lo Yisikach Litzror Legalos Erva Sa Olel B'chayeh. Now, this is a fascinating pasuk. This pasuk is talking about the Isser of marrying one's sister-in-law. Beseder, there's an Isser to marry one's sister-in-law. However, what's interesting in this pasuk is two things for Chazal. Number one is B'chayeh Oleha, that Chazal say that you're not allowed, based on the pasuk itself, to marry one's sister-in-law when your wife is alive. Now that could have been said in the pasuk with the word b'chayeha. What does the word aleha coming to tell us? Aleha matal melomer. What is that word coming to tell you? Lefi shenemar yivama yavo aleha. It's setting up gzeira shava. So what is the Gzeirah Shava? So let's take a look at Rashi. All you need to say is that you can't marry your sister-in-law when your wife is alive. So why does it say Aleha? The Torah also says that you shall come unto the Yibum. Shomei ani, I would have thought, I would have heard from that pasuk, afilu b'achas mikol harayis emiris b'toira kosul medaber, that it's coming to tell you that you should have Yibum even with harayis. So ne'mar kan aleha. It says the pasuk by Yivamo Yavo aleha, the word aleha, v'ne'mar lahalon aleha, and it also, excuse me, it says, here it starts with the Isur of Isha Achosa Lo Sikach, it says Allah. V'nemer Lahalon Allah, it says later on in the Pasuk Yivamo Yavo Allah. Ma Lahalon Bimkom Mitzvah. Just like over there, Bayibum, there is a mitzvah. Afkan Bimokom Mitzvah. So too over here, Allah is telling you, even when there is a mitzvah, you can't marry your sister-in-law. V'amar Achmana Lo Sikach. And the Torah says, you cannot marry her. So this is one of the most important mekoros for Maseches Yevamos, and that is the Gzeirah Shava of Aleha Aleha, that tells us that Isha Lachosa Lo Sikach Litzra Legalos Arvasa Aleha Bechaya. It says Aleha to tell you that even B'makom Mitzvah, you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. Now, of course, as our Gemara pointed out already earlier, this Pasuk becomes the source for all Arayos of Yibum as well, as our Gemara is about to elaborate. asks the Gemara, Ve'en li ela hi. So we now have a beautiful source in regards to not doing Yibum with an Erva. But that's only about the Erva herself. In our case, Shimon's wife, who is an Erva to Reuven. Tsarasa minayin. But how do we know the Tsara of the Erva? Shimon's second wife, that when Shimon passes away, Reuven does not marry her. So answers the Gemara, Talmud Lomar Litzror. So this pasuk is fascinating for the second reason we spoke about Aleha, but what's also fascinating is Lo Sikach Litzror. So what exactly is the meaning of Litzror? So the Gemara says it's referring to the Tzara. Hence, the literal meaning of the pasuk, one should not take one's wife's sister to become a Tzara for her, but it also is referring to if she was a Tzara. That if she is a Tzara to Shimon's wife, who was an Erva, then you don't take her as well. So Tam Lomer Litzror, Ve'en Li Ela Tzarasa, so that tells us only the Tzara. Tzara Tzarasa Minayin. What about the case in which the Tzara then goes and marries Levi, that still Shimon would not be able to marry Levi's other wife as well? Tam Lomer Litzror V'lo Latzur. Since it says Litzror, that is plural. And it tells us that there is an Isser for Tzara's Tzara as well. Period. Says the Gemara, Ve'en li el achos isha. But that only takes care of achos isha, one's wife's sister, that there is no mitzvah of Yib. However, shar arayos minayim. How do we know that this applies to the other 14 arayos? Answers the Gemara, Amrit. Ma achos isha miyuchedeshi erva l'chayov and alzdona kars v'alshigas achatas v'asru liyavam. Just like when it comes to achos isha, the properties of it, that there is a chiyuv of karas if one takes one's wife's sister b'mezid. And if one takes one's wife's sister b'shogig, then it's chatas. And it's isru yibum. Afkoshi erva v'chayov and alzdona kars v'alshigas achatas v'asru liyavam. So this becomes a gilui av for all of those that have the same properties, that there's an erva punishable by kares b'shogig gechatas, that there's an isra yibum, vein liyela heim. But that only applies to them, tsarasei minayin. How do we know in regards to the tsara? In other words, when it comes to a source for the tsara, we found by achos isha, if it says litzrar, but how do we know that applies to the other 14 arayas? Says the Gemara, Amrit, we have the following logic. Ma'achos isha, miyuchedeshi erva chayon azdon karsa shigas achatas v'asura liyavim tzarasa asura. It has another property that the tzara is asura. Afkol shi erva chayon azdon karsa shigas achatas v'asura liyavim tzarasa is asura. Mikan, amru chachamim. From this the chacham learned, chamesh esrei nashim potra sarasem tzara sarasem nachalitam in yibum ad sofa olam. And this becomes the source for the halachos of all of the 14 nashim, as well as their tzara and their tzaros tzara. Says the Gemara, first one line is sofa olam, about 12 lines from bottom. Yochol shani mar be'af sheish arayos chamuris me'elu. We're going to have a mishnah later on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that we're going to have six other arayos, not these 15, that there on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we have the following halacha, that there are six arayos chamuras that the tzara is going to be mutter. In other words, if Levi is married to the mother of, well, let's call him now, we've always called him Shimon. So let's say Shimon is married to the mother of Reuven, or his father's wife, Shimon's father's wife, as enumerated on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, then the halacha is that Tzara is mutter, and Reuven is allowed to marry Shimon's other wife. So says the Gemara, Yochosh animar be'av sheish arayos chamuris me'elu, shiu tzara seim asuris. I might have thought that once we have the limud, that we would say also the tzara would be asur, not like the halacha in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, in the case of the sheish arayos chamuris. So how do we know that the tzara is mutter, as described on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Says the Gemara, Amrit, we would say the following argument. Ma'achos ishtam yuchedeshi yerva chayim azdon karsu shugas chazfa efshali nasei la'achim v'asura liyavam v'tzaras asura. When you have a case in which that there is an isur erva, but that Isser Erva is nevertheless permissible to the other brothers,
And Allah is itzar zasura. Af kol she yervach hayom nas nanakar se shugasa chadis ve'er sher li nasav la'achim v'asur li yom tzaras asur. Tzar is only going to be asur if the erva was mutter la'achim. Yatsu sheisha arayas chamurus me'el. Hold the e'er sher li nasay la'achim. Since, for example, the case in which you have the sheish arayos chamurus that are not married to one's brother, but married to other people, so then in such a case, the tzara is going to be mutter, because that is not a case where they could be married to the brothers. Hold the e'ef shel nasei la'achim. The reason is that just like the erva is aser to Reuven, it's also aser to all of the brothers. So then in such a case, tzara v'sein mutaras she'ein tzara elameach. The rule of tzara is that it only comes from the brother. So this might have not been emphasized. It might have even misspoken before when we described the case of Yugimel Amid Aleph. Yugimel Amid Aleph is a case in which the erva is not married to a brother, but the erva is married to somebody else. So then in such a case, the tzara is going to be mutter in the case in which it's the sheish arayos chamuros, and it's not connected to the Chamesh Esrei Nashim, where the tzara was only, the erva was only aser to one of the brothers, not all of them. For example, the case in which the erva was Reuven's daughter. So Levi is going to be mutter to her. So then the halach is that the tzara is going to be asura as well. Says the Gemara, Azhara Shamanu. So this becomes the source, the pasuk of becomes the source to prohibit the erva. Onish minayim. How do we know that there is an onish? Amakra ki kol sheyasa mikol tova se'elu v'nichrusa nefesh me'umayavmo b'seder. Now the Gemara is going to begin a famous kasha. Taima dekasa rachmana olah. Only because the Gemara said aleha do we learn out the gzera shava aleha aleha to tell us that there is an isur everyone comes to yibum halav hachi. But without that, hava mina achosi shem miyavemes that you would do yibum. My taima. What's the rationale? Damrinan osi asay v'doche lo sasay, that we would have the asay of yibum bidoche the lav of marrying one's sister-in-law. And on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to ask a basic question. Maybe you would not say that because there is an Isra of Kares. Emar Damrinan, says the Gemara, 3 lines from bottom, Ase se v'docha lo sase, lo sase greda, and therefore you need the pasuk. But lo sase sheyesh b'kares, nidachi. But if it's a lav that has Kares, and this is a case of one sister-in-law that's anyhow punishable by Kares, why do we need the pasuk? In such a case, we wouldn't have a havamina because it's a lav sheyesh lo Kares. And then the Gemara is going to ask about aseh docha lo saseh in general. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Yevamos. I hope today, Be'ezer Hashem, to begin some of the halacha topics from Yevamos that appear also from our Tosis. If you'll notice, we really haven't done the Tosis in the Daf. Be'ezer Hashem, maybe next time when we do the Daf Yomi together, we'll also add the Tosis in. But now, just to know the Gemara Rashi well, particularly for those of us who weren't Zochet learning Yevamos, Be'iyun before, just getting down the Gemara Rashi well to really understand the Shaka V'Tarya is our main avoda for the daf, and Be'ezer Hashem then to add a couple of nice, interesting topics that emerge from the Bali Tosis and other Rishonim that are also sugyas halacha l'maaseh. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Yevamos Daf Gimel, quite a mixture of preparing for Chag HaSukkos and to throw ourselves in to the Masechta of Ani, the Masechta. Chazal, there's a tradition of Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos as being the Masechtos Anios in Shas, to throw ourselves into that and to Be'ezer Hashem grow in our Amelus HaTorah together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Yevamos.